כפרשס שקולים תפשיניין בייס, so מי שנכנס עודר מרבי משמחה, and we know that by עודר, the mitzvah is Purim, and on Purim, the Gemara says, חוי עבודם לבסומי בפור עד אלו יודה, and there's a mitzvah עד אלו יודה, and Rashi says, לבסומי is לשתקר ביין, to get drunk in יין. And the question, why specifically wine? Why is דווקא לשתקר ביין? Now, in the halachas of wine, there is a special, specific halacha by wine that doesn't apply by anything else, which is the bracha of a tov ha-meitiv. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufayin Hei, in Or HaChaim, brings down from the Gemara brachas that wine requires an additional bracha. Wine requires the bracha of a tov ha-meitiv. So the halacha is like this. If you bring another wine, you're drinking a wine, and you bring an additional wine, you make the bracha of a tov ha-meitiv. Now, that bracha of a tov ha-meitiv is the following. If you have a better wine, of better quality, you make a tov ha-meitiv. Now, if you bring a better quality wine, the halacha is that you have to make the bracha on the higher quality wine if both are available to you. Right? In other words, even the same floor. So the halacha is you have to make in the higher one. Unless the wine is somewhere else. Unless, let's say, the wine is in the basement. You could make the bracha on the lesser one. And when that second wine comes, you make a toiv ha-meitiv. Now, if you, by mistake, made a bracha on the lesser of wine, and then you decide to drink the higher quality wine, you make a toiv ha-meitiv. Now, the halacha is the following. What happens if you bring the wine, but is riboya wine, but with the equal quality? So the halacha is the equal quality wine you make a bracha only if they were not in front of you. The Lechem Chamude says the following, Mishubra says, you're passing like that, is the equal quality. If the second wine was in the same floor as the first wine, you don't make a tov ha-meitiv. You only make a tov ha-meitiv if it's brought from somewhere unexpected, like from the cellar. If it's brought from the basement or the cellar, then you make a tov ha-meitiv. Otherwise, you don't. It has to come like to be a ribuy hayayin. Now, if there's a sofek, which one is better? So then, Bishop Ruh says, if it's a sofek, which one is better? As long as the wine is not in front of you, you make a tov ha-meitiv. So the question is very funny. First of all, why do we make a broch of a tov ha-meitiv on ribuy hayayin? First of all, we don't have anywhere else that ribuy. Shemen zayis, chita, basar, there's no extra broch on the tov ha-meitiv. The only time you make a broch on the tov ha-meitiv is by ribuy hayayin. And the chiddush is that you not only make a broch in the ribuy hayayin if the yayin is a better, I mean if you go up in quality, which is a better in quality instead of quantity, but even if it's the same quality, but to the ribuy of quantity, as long as it comes from a basement, from somewhere unexpected, you make a tov ha-meitiv. Why is there such a broch of a tov ha-meitiv for wine? And why ribuy hayayin alone makes it, but only ribuy hayayin if it's brought from the basement? In other words, if you have in the house, ribuy hayayin doesn't make it. Why is that so? And it's interesting that Chazal made that brocha to be a tov ha-meitiv. And a tov ha-meitiv, because of the nature of the brocha, has to be that somebody else is partaking with you the wine. If you're just drinking on yourself, you don't make a tov ha-meitiv. Because a tov ha-meitiv always toiv to yourself and meitiv to others. So the question is, why a tov ha-meitiv has to do with somebody else? So that's the question of brocha of a tov ha-meitiv on wine. The second set of questions is, if you realize something, a tov ha-meitiv is a brocha that was instituted as part of our daily lives, as part of the Birkas Hamazon, and the Gemara brochas in the Birkas Hamazon base says, when was a tov ha-meitiv, why was a tov ha-meitiv in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rosh Hashanah, in the Birkas Hamazon instituted? So the Gemara says, the Omar of Matna, Oiso Ayom Shednitnu Harugei Betar Lekvura, that day that the Harugei Betar were given and allowed to be buried, Tiknu Beyavne Hatov Ameitiv, they were Mesaker Hatov Ameitiv, Hatov Shloisrichu, Hatov that the bodies did not decompose, Vehameitiv Shednitnu Lekvura, and the Meitiv is that they were Nitnu Lekvura. Interesting, Hatov Ameitiv is this, Hatov Shloisrichu, Vehameitiv Shednitnu Lekvura, and this is the whole Hatov Ameitiv. And why Dafka Harugei Beitar? I mean, there were so terrible tzoras out there. דווקא בהורגי ביתר נמסקת את every time you do now a tov amati ומק הטויב שלא יסריחו והמתיב שניתנו לקבורו. So number one, atov amativ, it appears to be such a lesser thing that the fact that he didn't compose, they got buried, and to institute that on a daily basis because of Horegei Beitar, and why specifically Horegei Beitar? One more issue is the following. In our parsha, it says in the pasuk v'ashvi'is, v'ashvi'is shesh shonim tizer tarzecha v'savtes tvoso, והשביס תשמתנו נטשת ואוכל ויוני עמך ויתרם תאכל חייס הסודה. And the pasuk says, כן תעשה לקרמך לזה שיחה. That שביס not only applies to stela, but not applies to regular fields where grains and wheat is planted, but applies to, what you call it, to vineyards and to olive trees. So the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Shmita says the following. אין אלויקי אלא לזריה, על הזמירה ועל הקצירה ועל הבצירה. There are only four מלוכז הקרקע, there are four agricultural מלוכז which are present in Schaev on Shviz. Planting, the pruning, harvesting, and ובצירה, and also harvesting grapes. And the Ram says, ואחד הקרם ואחד שער אילונס. And this applies to a vineyard as well as to all of the other fields. And the Rambam continues and says, "Zmira bichlal zriya." Pruning is really part of zriya. Ubetzira is bichlal ktzira. Velama pirtan hakosuf. Why does the pasuk specify these two specifically? We know zriya. If you tell me that zmira pruning is part of zriya, so why does the pasuk specifically specify that? There are so many other melachas that help things to grow. Lomar lechal shti toldozei lo bilvado shachayiv. You only chayiv in these two toldos. Ve'al shara toldos v'v'nesaretz v'sharo v'shez pashu b'nezei nu lekelem. But any other av, any other toldo, you're not chayiv. It's only midrabonan. So only tell you, only zmira is toldos ria, and only betzira is toldos ktzira. Now the question is, the Rambam in the halacha before just told you that this applies lechoyera for a field and for a vineyard equally. What happens if you prune other trees? You don't prune grapes, but you prune other trees. So that's the machlokes Deg Lital and the Chazon Ish. Deg Lital holds, like the Rambam, pruning applies to every tree. Ah, there is a melocha out there that is very similar to pruning and is only the Rabbanon. And that is called, according to the Deg Lital, then melocha. So according to the Deg Lital, that melocha is... that melocha is kirsum, and is on the Rabbanan. So the Chazon Ish wants to say that according to Rambam, there is a difference. If you prune dry leaves, is only the Rabbanan by vineyards and by anything else, any other trees, on Shviz, it's called Kirsum, and that's only the Rabbanan. Mash'enket, if you do pruning, what the Rambam holds, is the pruning, the Rambam says, Beferush, in Pirush HaMishnayis, that is done on a regular growing vineyard, that you cut part of the budding shoots, when it has shoots, and they are budding shoots, you cut them out to make sure that it grows less, but the less in quantity is more in quality. That is the raisa, that kind of pruning, and that pruning applies to all the trees, not only grapes. That is Shitas Deg Lital. The Chazon Ish argues, and the Chazon Ish says, you're right, because Kirsum, the Rambam, is not a problem. He says, it's only the problem the word called Zirud. Zero, the Rambam says, in Pirush HaMishnayis. And the Rambam says that also in the Halachas here, zero is exactly pruning, which is meaning to lower the yield in other trees. Zmira is called in the Kerem, in vineyards. The same Halacha applied to other trees is called Zirud. And the Rambam says that Beferush in Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Shviz, the Rambam says, Mezardin, Krita zazrod mispashnim neilones. Mizardin means to cut the shoots coming out of the trees. And the Rambam explains that also in Shabbos, Hamezaret, Huachotech Zmorot Eilan, is the one that does mirror to any trees. But the problem is that Mezaret, the Sitas HaRambam is, that's only the Rabbanan, because the Rambam holds the Zirud you could do until right before Shviz. The Aloha is everything else, you have to give 30 days before Shviz. You cannot do right before Shviz. But Zirud Aloha is that you could do, every other Aloha Doraisa, you have to start 30 days before Shviz. You cannot do it until Shviz. Except Zirud, because it's the Rabbanan, you could do Zirud right up to Shviz. You don't have to do it. One second, if zero is mirror and applies to all the trees, so that doesn't make any sense. So says the Chazodishno, what the Rambam means, Echad Ilonis, Echad Aker Vechad Shar Ilonis, he's not talking about this mirror. He's talking about Shviz. Shviz, the Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk says, only Kar Bechal Ezeisecha. But Rambam always is paraphrasing Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha in our Parsha says, even though he says Karmecha Zeisecha and Tvua, we learn a Mamatzinu from Bamei Atzad of the three to tell you it applies to all the trees. So the Rambam is not talking about this specific Malacha, he's talking about Shviz, that Shviz applies to everything. However, Zmira only applies by Kerem. Zmira is the Raisa by Kerem on Shviz. It's a Tolda for by every other tree. And on Shviz, you're not chayv, it's not the Rabbanan. And he brings down Taki, the lotion of the Oruch. And the Oruch says, Vayein Oruch erech zemer siyem v'ikar zimur, what's the ikar? Katicha zmoyre zakfanim. To cut the shoots are the canes of the vineyards. V'rotzorme de shari lones inu ikar zimur. Because it's not the trees, that's not called zimur. And the question is, why not? Why would Gdavka zimur? It's dafka called by vineyards. And if that's done by everything else, why specifically by vineyards? To answer all of this, the idea of hatoivya meitiv that applies to vineyards specifically, why Purim is dafka lishtaker beyayin. To understand why hatoivya meitiv relates to harugei beitar specifically, and because of harugei beitar, it became part of the davening every day, by evening, every time we make, because I'm also make a tova meitiv on harugei beitar, and then to explain why pruning is only shayach in essence by grapes, everything else is only the rabbanon shviz, meaning is a tolda, it's not unique like zimur. To explain all of this, we have to see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this in Irvin. The Gemara in Irvin daf samechei says the samechei says the following. Omer b'chanin lo nivra yain el lenachem avelim. Yain was only created to be menachem avelim, to actually console the mourning, and l'shalim schala reshoim, and to pay a reward to reshoim. Shenemar tnu shechar lo'oived v'yain l'more nefesh. You should give a shechar to what you go to people who have lost, to our lost mean reshoim, and yain l'more nefesh. And yain is given to people who are in mourning. The question is why? That's pshat in wine. So Rashi says the wine was great because the wine makes people happy, so it gives a lot of simch of hollus to the Rishoyim. So that's their schar in the Elam Hazah. But that's why wine was created? So to explain this, we have to understand what Reb Tzodek says. Reb Tzodek says a very beautiful word, at least I think that that's what Reb Tzodek is saying. Again, everybody will be able to see on their own if that's what he says. And he says the following. The concept of avelus, the concept of sadness, the concept of mourning, really originates in Etz Hadas. It's very simple, because before Etz Hadas there was no death. So this is the beginning of death, which is the concept of Das. But he says like this. If you realize that what caused, for sure, one of the Etz Hadas, one of the fruits of which are Etz Hadas, that caused the sadness and caused the mourning, are the grapes. Right, the grapes is one of the fruits that cause Etz Hadas. The fruits that themselves, which created the Makkah, creates in itself the refuah for the Makkah. Grapes is the tikkun for the avelus and for the atzvus, be'etzev tel dibonim of Etz Hadas. And you know why? Because what is wine? Wine, you take grapes and you crush them. And after you crush them and they ferment, which basically they become completely spoiled, they raise and they rise to a level much higher than they were before. First, they spoil, they get crushed, they ferment, they become unusable. And from that spoilage, that destruction, they rise to be something better. This is Lenachem Avelim. All the idea of grapes is the idea of Nichum, that what appears to be the death, what appears to be the end, what appears to be a crushing, in essence, is a process which is not bad. It's a process that is taking you to something much better, much greater than before. So Yain represents Nechoma. The word Nechoma in Hebrew, Rashi already says, doesn't mean only consoling. Nechoma means changing a perspective. The pasuk of Nechoma applies to any regret. Nichamti kiosisim. Kodesh Baruch says, I have Nechoma that I created. It means I regret them. Esav achicha misnachem lecha l'orgecha. Esav has Nechoma to kill Yaakov. Rashi says, why? Because before he looked at you as a brother, now he regrets and he looks to you as an enemy. Kachri shuvi nechamti. After tshuva, there is Nechoma, which means charota. So why charota and consolation have the same shortage? So Rashi explains, because the noah nechoma means change in perspective. They, like Esav and Yaakov. Esav had a perspective of a brother. Now he doesn't have anymore. Now he wants to kill you. He changes perspective. Wine represents the change in perspective. When you look at death at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to say that's not the end. The wine tells you that the end will be shown that's the beginning of something much bigger. Das created the idea of confusion, and the ultimate confusion is a taxonomy that we have classification. We know what's good and we know what's bad. There is a perspective beyond Das that we can't really comprehend that shows that the bad is really good. The bad is a process to lead to something good, and that's represented by the grapes, by wine. Wine represents that transition. That's why in Olam Haba, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to serve as wine. The people who are zoken, who people who have learned a lot and seen a lot, they have noichemeno, they will get nechoma from it. The ultimate nechoma, lenachem aveilim, that's what the Gemara Nirvi means to say. This wine is to be menachem aveilim and to give a schar to the Rishoyim, that even somebody who's lost, there is still a tikkun. Because even the grapes which are lost and crushed and fermented, this is a process of something much bigger. That's why Chazal always see the wine represents Midas Adin. Why does it represent Midas Adin? Because Midas Adin is only a means to an end. You are crushed to bring something better. It's a crushing that leads to something bigger. The ultimate example of it was Harugei Beitar. What is Beitar? Beitar was the rebellion of the Jews. The Beis HaMikdash destroyed in the year 70 of the Common Era. In the year 135 was the rebellion of the Jews that we thought the Jews. The first Churban took 70 years and we were escaped and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescued us. So people expected this would be the second Beis HaMikdash also. But it made the rebellion against the Romans and the Romans crushed us. That was the end of the Churban. The situation got much worse and that was when all hope died. That we realize that the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, is not something temporary or something good to last for a long time. We actually got crushed. Very, very easy to believe that that was the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us by Harugei Beitar that the dead people didn't decompose. That death was not an end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, this is not the end. You are not seeing an end here. Harai, that the dead people are not decomposed. And when they went actually into burial, you realize that even when something got to the bottom of the pot, it really regrow again as something else. It becomes part of the cycle of life. Tov ve'ameitiv, that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv. Is toiv meaning that there's no evil. Haraya, that ra, it's never the end of the game. Even when we hit the bottom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you, I'm still protecting you because I'm not going to make sure that this is not the end. This is on transition to something much better. So he's a toiv now and a meitiv in the future. And that's why Losid Lovi, today we make a brocha on good things, we make a tov meitiv, on the bad things we make dynamis. Losid Lovi, everything will be a tov meitiv because it will be megalit. Everything is nothing but the concept of wine, of a toiv meitiv. And that's the ultimate Nichum Avelim, the Messiah of Shalom. So that's why Harugei Beitar, Chazal always made this as the Toiv Meitiv every day, for us to give us a perspective that Kodesh Baruch Hu is really Toiv in a process to be Meitiv. Where did you see this? You saw that by Harugei Beitar. If you remember, every time we have a Harugei Beitar. This cycle of life is a Toiv Meitiv. Chayu is Asode. They say a Toiv Meitiv. The question is, why Chayu is Asode say a Toiv Meitiv? The Sodom Sefer is very simple. Why? Because if you look in wild animals, there are no carcasses. And the question is, why not? Because if they get killed, who buries them? But if you look in life, what happens is that when they are killed, the animals are killed. In the beginning, the animals are killed, and animals eat from there, and then the hyenas, and then the vultures. But what happens is, because they eat from them, they defecate. The land becomes very fertile, and the land on its own buries the carcasses. That's why you don't see carcasses by animals, in the wild animals. In other words, the end becomes the beginning of a new cycle of life. And that is the cycle of life. When the end becomes the beginning, that's a Toiv Meitiv. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that even the end, when you see the end, he's still Toiv, that he makes sure that the end is not an end, and Meitiv, that he creates a new beginning. Once we understand that perspective of wine, that's why the idea of Purim, what is the idea of Purim? Of a napechu. What we thought was terrible was really good. When Haman built the tree to kill Mordechai, we thought that that was the end of Mordechai, but there's a tree for himself. When the evil is shown to be good, that's Purim. And therefore, we have to drink wine to realize that this taxonomy, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai, in the end, it all blurs it out. Because even the Arur Haman becomes a Baruch Mordechai. So the mitzvah is lishtaker b'yayin. Davka b'yayin to be shtaker, to bring this idea that the evil becomes good. Interestingly enough, there is one sefer by somebody written on a Tov Meitiv, and is Rabbi Tisiyahu Salomon's brother-in-law. Rabbi Tisiyahu Salomon, and he wrote this sefer, Lezecha Nishmas, his son, that Lo Eleinu got killed in En Gedi, that was he got dehydrated and he was found dead. And Rabbi Tisiyahu Salomon says that's exactly it. You write a Toiv Meitiv to say that even so, something that appears to be so bad, so terrible, in essence, one day it would give you the perspective of God. That's what the Chum is all about. The Chum is a changing perspective. The same way the wine is crushed and fermented, that crushing and fermented is the end of one stage as a preparation to a much higher and better stage. And that's why Chazal HaMesaker HaTov HaMeitiv Davka by wine. Davka by wine to tell you that there is always a good, what appears to be good, this is the process of something which is much better. And that much better, sometimes, what it comes is something that you see much better, or is a better that you don't know where it comes from. It comes from nowhere. It comes from a left field. That's why you only make a Toiv Meitiv if the wines are the same, if it's a ribui HaToiv, when it comes from a left field, that it comes from the basement on the attic. It comes from, that's the whole idea of a Toiv Meitiv, that in this world appears to be selfish. You see the Toiv coming, something better. That good leads to something better. But if it doesn't lead to something better, you have to realize that because there's something better is out of the left field. We make a Toiv Meitiv when you see something better. You make a Toiv Meitiv when the wine, the ribui, this wine leads to a better wine from somewhere else. So Mimele could understand why you do it with somebody else. Because one of the greatest parts of Olam Haba is that there's no individuality. Says the Rabbi Muscat, that one of the traits of Olam Haba is a person will be able to enjoy Olam Haba himself, but he will not be able to share with somebody else's experience, he will not be able to enjoy. Says the Rabbi Muscat, and is brought down in the Truma Sakri in the Akdoma, that a person can only enjoy Olam Haba when he shares the experience with somebody else. Because the whole idea of the experience of Olam Haba is when there is Achdus, there is the concept of Echad. Mimela, the experience of HaToiv HaMeitiv also has to be shared with somebody else, because I'll meet Dafka the Aloch of that. And that's why, what's Zmira? What is pruning? The idea of pruning is something very interesting. The idea of pruning is that you cut a tree, and you cut it, you make it less, in order to make it more. So what appears to be less, that you're cutting the tree, you're taking away part of it, you are actually giving it much better. You're making that now quantity-wise is less, but quality-wise will be much better. Zmira relates to wine because Zmira represents wine. That the taking away is giving more. That's what pruning is. Pruning is that you take a vineyard, you take a vine, and the vine has lots of buds and lots of shoots. But you realize the more it has, the less it's worth, because it loses the yield, it loses the character, it loses the depth. So you really rather lower the yield, diminish the quantity, because the quality that will come will be far better. And therefore, Davka says the Chazon Ish pruning is Davka by grapes, by nothing else. And it's interesting that the Shlach Kodesh says, if you know wine, right? We all know that wine continues living on the bottle. I mean, you could take wine, but the wine, the process of fermentation, the process of getting better, continues on the bottle, right? In other words, wine never dies. Says the Shlach Kodesh, this applies in Halacha, because you know, he says, which people in France know, that the wine, when, depending on the situation of the wine, depending on time of the year, the wine tastes better or worse. At a time when there is pruning or harvesting in the grapes, the wine tastes less, because the wine suffers for the vineyard that's out there. Because the wine represents that there is no end, there is no death, it continues living. And the living always makes it better. Age makes it better. Shadas yain that the age brings the better. And that's the concept of wine, because the concept of wine tells you that there is no death. The Nichum Aveli means that what appears to be death is the starting of a new era, the starting of a new stage, which is much better. And that's the message of Purim. The message of Adar, Adar is the month, which is the 12th month. The 12th month is always the idea of Shikha, that you forget, appears to be the end. The Jews in Purim felt that it was the end. But the end of Purim was the beginning of a much higher era, much newer time, a time that shows that there is actually no death. The concept of to be above death is the concept of wine, and that's the idea in the message of Purim, which is the message of Adar.